tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the blessings of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Who is Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali? He is the reviver of Islam, subhanallah. He is the proof of Islam. He is known as Hujjatul Islam, subhanallah. And he is the author of the world-renowned book in the spirituality, subhanallah, Ihya Ulumuddin. And inshallah, we are going to discuss much more about this noble personality of Imam Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Let's first recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. Without further ado, let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Now, to begin with, the name, subhanallah, of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, his name is Muhammad, subhanallah. And not only his name is Muhammad, but his father's name is also Muhammad. His grandfather's name is also Muhammad, subhanallah. So Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, you can see his nisbat to the noble name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same name which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rab ko hai pyara naam-e Muhammad. And there is much more that we can find out about the blessings of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is that unique name, subhanallah, that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the wasila of this name, inshallah, we will attain salvation in this dunya and in the akhirah. So the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that important. And the parents of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they were ashiqi rasul, as he himself was ashiqi rasul, subhanallah. And that is embedded within the name. Yes, the name can say a lot about a person. And they were so moved by this immense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's father, whose name was Muhammad, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kept the name of his child Muhammad. And the father of the father of Imam Ghazali, meaning his grandfather, he was also moved so much by the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he named his child, meaning Imam Ghazali's father's name, Muhammad. And same goes for the grandfather, the great grandfather of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Due to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he named his child, meaning the grandfather of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, on the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have been given many glad tidings, subhanallah, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, if you have male children, you can name all of them on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning the name Muhammad. And for calling, you can keep another name for calling, but the official name, the real name, must be on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that will guarantee the salvation for both the father and the son. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that he who names his child after my name, due to having love for me, then both the father and the son will be in paradise. Subhanallah. I mean, what a glad tiding. Allahu Akbar. So yes, this is the blessings of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this great Imam of Islam, his name was also Muhammad. Not only his name, his father's name and his grandfather's name. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sultan, a leader of Muslims, subhanallah. and he has a servant by the name of Iyad. And Iyad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, his son, his name was Muhammad. Now listen to this. One day, Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi, he wanted to call the son of Iyad. And instead of taking his name, he called him, "Oh, Iyad's son, come here." Iyad, he felt skeptical that why is the king not addressing my child by his name, but he is calling him my son? What's the matter? He asked the king respectfully that, "What's the matter? Are you upset with my child or with me that you are not calling him by his name?" Look at the response of Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He says that, "No, it's not the matter, but I'm not actually in the state of wudu. When I was calling him, I wasn't in the state of wudu. And I do not like to take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I do not like to utter this name if I'm not in the state of wudu." Subhanallah. Look at his respect for the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So this is how we need to revere this noble name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, moving further on from the name of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, let's look at his title. His title is Hujjatul Islam. He is the proof of Islam. Do we know why? In his time, he combated such fitna, such trials and tribulations, such corruption that crept into the fabric of Islam. And he had to deal with that. Philosophers, they were attacking on the logical understanding of Islam, the very spirit of Islam. And he was the proof of Islam, and he debated with all those people who attacked the deen of Islam. Subhanallah. Hence, he has been deemed by many great scholars as the reviver of that century. And who's the reviver? Again, we come to that part now where we consider Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh to be the reviver of Islam, the mujaddid of Islam. Who is a mujaddid? Where does this concept come from? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in his Mubarak hadith of Sunan Abi Dawud Sharif that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ لِهَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ كُلِّ مِئَةِ سَنَةِ مَنْ يُجَدِّدُ لَهَا دِينَهَا. And what does this mujaddid or reviver do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man yujaddidu laha deenaha," who fulfills the duty of reviving Islam, reviving the deen for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing the deen in its original condition. If it was tainted, if there was something that got attached to it, he brings it in the original form. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, whatever corruption that crept into, the mujaddid comes and clarifies all those corruptions and brings the deen to the original state, that same deen that was propagated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, about which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it is the deen, it is the way upon which I am and my sahaba are, subhanallah. And that is the deen that we follow, subhanallah. And these great mujaddideen of Islam, through the centuries, subhanallah, in the 14 centuries that we have been through, different phases, different centuries, in each century Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed a reviver who revives our deen for us. If there is anything that is not suitable for the deen of Islam, and deen of Islam was being targeted and attacked from various different directions, these revivers of Islam, they came and safeguarded the dignity of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yeah, this is the basic concept of the reviver of Islam. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whom we know as Hujjatul Islam, the proof of Islam, subhanallah, and his name is Muhammad, and he is the reviver of Islam. So he is at the same time a reviver of Islam, great reviver of Islam. And there is a beautiful parable with regards to the station of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which we should all be aware of. It is mentioned on page number 21 of the first volume of 1124 page book Ihya Ulumuddin, publication of Maktabatul Madina. Yes, the book we are discussing, alhamdulillah, it is this book published by the publishing wing of Dawat Islami, Maktabatul Madina, subhanallah, beautifully presented, translated, and alhamdulillah, printed as well. And it is properly referenced at the same time. It is a pleasure to pick up this book and read, subhanallah. We'll get to learn so much. So inshallah, we are going to discuss the significance and mashallah, the features of this book and how helpful it is, subhanallah, for our religious knowledge. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has really discussed different angles of Islam, subhanallah, the sciences of Islam, and what a beautiful name he has kept for it, Ihya Ulumuddin, the revival of the religious sciences, subhanallah. So yes, he is the reviver, and he has written a book on the revival of Islamic sciences, Ihya Ulumuddin. However, let's get towards our parable that we are going to learn, inshallah, azza wa jal. In this book, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has mentioned in Muhadarat that the author of Hizbul Bahr, Sayyidina Abul Hasan Ali bin Abdullah Shazili rahmatullahi al-wali, this great scholar of Islam, he says, I saw a dream in which I was in Masjidul Aqsa Sharif, and I saw a throne placed in the courtyard of Masjidul Aqsa. A large number of people started filling into Masjidul Aqsa. I asked, who are these multitudes of people? And the response came, and I was told that these are blessed prophets and mursaleen, subhanallah, the blessed anbiya and mursaleen, and who have come in the court of the greatest and the holiest prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to seek intercession for Sayyidina Hallaj rahimahullahu ta'ala, as something has been disclosed by him. I then looked towards a throne where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting, and other prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, such as Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah, Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah, Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah, and Sayyidina Nuh Najiullah alayhi salatu wasalam, was sitting towards the front row. And I began to see and listen to these personalities. In the meantime, Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam requested in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Ya Rasulullah, you have stated ulama ummati ka anbiya'i bani Israel, the scholars of my ummah are like the prophets of Bani Israel, so show me any one of them. The noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gestured towards Sayyidina Imam Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked Sayyidina Imam Ghazali a question. Imam Ghazali, he gave 10 answers to that one question that was asked by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Upon that, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam says that you gave 10 answers to one question that I asked. In return of only one question, your answer should be according to the question. If one question was asked, then give one answer. Why are you giving 10 answers for one question? To which Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he replied in a very humble manner that when Allah Azza wa Jal had asked you, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى, O Musa, what is this in your right hand? This is my staff. And it was sufficient to say that. But you described many qualities. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidi, you could have just said, this is my staff, and it would have been sufficient as your answer. But you described many qualities, right? And the respected scholars say that It is as if Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala is saying humbly in the court of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, being overcome by the love of Allah azza wa jal, while talking to him, you prolonged your discussion in order to keep the conversation going as much as it could. And this time I received the opportunity to talk to you. Subhanallah, and I'm privileged to have a conversation with the Kaleem of Allah, Subhanallah, who the one who had conversation with Allah Almighty. So being overwhelmed by this love and devotion, I prolonged my conversation with you as well. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the eminence and greatness of Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it can be easily understood through this parable that we have just learnt, that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is regarded as being amongst those who devoted their lives in the acquisition of the knowledge of deen for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, alienating himself from these mortal pleasures and livelihood of the world, and continued his services with the preaching of deen of Islam. Each of his actions reflect his devotion to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and love for Allah azza wa jal. His writings, full of contemplation and inspiration, enlightened the hearts of people, manifesting insight into divine matters. Subhanallah. And this was all through the works of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And here we get to learn how is his station in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have mentioned in your hadith on that ulama ummati ka anbiya ibani Israel, that the scholars of my ummah, they are like the prophets of Bani Israel. So show me any one of them. Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose Imam Ghazali. Allahu Akbar. He is the choice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we can gauge his station in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and judge his lofty merit that was granted to him in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have already learnt about the name of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala. One of his appellation is Abu Hamid. Yes, he is the father of Hamid. And his title is, as we have discussed, Hujjatul Islam, the proof of Islam. And his name is Muhammad, his father's name is Muhammad, his grandfather's name is Muhammad. And the name of his great-grandfather is Ahmad, which is another name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had two personal names, Subhanallah. One is Ahmad and one is Muhammad. Ahmad is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mentioned in the previous scriptures, in Torah, in Zabur, in Injil, and all the other heavenly scriptures that were revealed upon different prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scrolls of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the family lineage of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that all the way to his great-grandfather, all of them were named after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, he was born in the year 450 Hijri in Tabiran, a district of Tus in Khurasan region. Khurasan is a large province situated in the east of Iran, and the present-day province Khurasan is not even half of the old area of Khurasan comparatively. Some parts have become parts of Afghanistan, while other parts are now included in different countries, subhanallah, such as the countries of Central Asia that were part of Khurasan. And Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he passed away on a Monday, 14th of Jumad al-Akhir, in the year 505 Hijri, in the area of Tabiran, which is situated in Tus. And his blessed shrine is also situated in the same location. Learning about the initial stages of the life of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you must first know the enthusiasm of his noble father, Sayyidina Muhammad, subhanallah. Though he was not a learned person. He was not an alim-e-deen. But he used to join the company of ulama. Subhanallah. He had great passion joining and sitting in the company of ulama. And when he would look at the fuqaha, the jurists of Islam, and he would be in their company, he would have this burning desire, this wish, this heartfelt wish that he had looking at those noble fuqaha kiram. I wish that I have a son and he can also, inshallah, learn and become a faqih, a jurist of Islam. And then at times he would look at the khutaba, the khatibs, who would deliver Islamic sermons. And then he would think and contemplate in his heart. And he would have this burning desire and this wish that I have a son, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And one day, he also becomes an orator of Islam. Subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla granted him both of his wishes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And look at his affiliation. We always get something out if we affiliate ourselves with the pious predecessors, with the awliya and the ulama of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in his noble hadith, which Sayyidi Ala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in his Malfuzah Sharif for the sake of motivation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Ughdu aliman." Rise in the morning. Wake up as an alim. Subhanallah. So you must be, there are five states. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discusses all these five states in this hadith. Either you must become an alim, udu aliman. If you cannot, then at least aw mutaalliman. Then at least become a student of deen. If you cannot do that, aw mustamian. And there is another option which is given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, attain their company and listen to their bayanas, their teachings, subhanallah, and learn from them through this way. And Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala's father, did that as well. Aw muhibban, then be a lover of the ulama, subhanallah. And Imam Ghazali's father, he was a lover of the ulama. Allahu Akbar. So he was a student of deen, he was a lover of the ulama, and he was also one who would sit in the company of ulama. And then after giving these four options, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَا تَكُنِ الْخَامِسَ فَتَهْلِكَ. Do not be the fifth one. We can only be in one of these four states. Either become an alim or a student. Third, become a lover of the ulama. Or the fourth, join the company of the ulama and listen to them. Do not be the fifth one. What would happen if we do become the fifth one? This is the warning from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, do not be the fifth one. Otherwise, you will be destroyed. You will be ruined. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to always have this zeal and this enthusiasm, this love for the knowledge of Islam. Becoming an alim adeen, if not at least a student and a lover of the ulama and the one who sits in their company and listens to the ulama ikram. Subhanallah, when we watch Madani Muzakara, we get to attain that, alhamdulillah. We get to attain that, subhanallah, at least the second, third, and the fourth option that was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because each Madani Muzakara is filled with knowledge and wisdom, subhanallah, that one can not only become alim ad-din just by reading books, but sometimes by being in the company of learned men, though you may not have a certificate, you can achieve this station and become a greater alim ad-din in that way, subhanallah. We see Nigrani Shura always there, subhanallah, during Madani Muzakara. Even if he is on a journey, whichever part of the world he is in, I have seen and I've noticed that he would never miss Madani Muzakara and he would join live. We were in Johannesburg and I have witnessed that. In other places, we have witnessed that, subhanallah. So this is the enthusiasm that we need to have towards learning ilm-e-deen, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So yes, I was saying, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, his father, though he wasn't an alim-e-deen, but he had great enthusiasm and he had this burning desire that his son must become a faqih of Islam, a jurist of Islam, and an orator of Islam. And both his wishes came true. Subhanallah, as Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he grew up, he was groomed to have been learning the Islamic knowledge from various different asatiza and sources, subhanAllah. And his father, he made sure that when he was departing from this world, he had two sons, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and the brother of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Both his son, Allahu Akbar. Imam Ghazali, Imam Muhammad Ghazali, and Imam Ahmad Ghazali, both the brothers. And he left enough wealth after him. He had some savings left, and he was accumulating these savings to make his children into ulama-e-deen. Subhanallah. We need to now think in this direction. If we have children, start saving from now for their higher education, to groom them in an Islamic manner. So one day, when they have grown up and they are of that age that they can go and enroll in themselves in Jamiatul Madinah, in Darul Uloom, you know, the money doesn't become an obstacle. So as parents, we need to take care of the education. Subhanallah, in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a father has not given a better gift to his child than a good character and good education. These are the teachings mentioned in many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So yes, giving proper education, proper Islamic upbringing is the duty of the father. And as fathers, we must make sure that our children, there is enough savings left, and we are making plans for their higher education, inshallah azza wa jal. So one day they could become ulama and become the soldiers of Islam. So his father had left enough savings, and he had entrusted someone that after I leave this world, my two children make sure that they are learning ilm-e-deen and spend all of this money on the expenditure of the education. Subhanallah. And in this manner, though he wasn't physically with them later on in their lives, but he made, subhanAllah, provisions for them to pursue in their Islamic educational career. And this is how Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was shining as a leader, as a leading figure in Islam and Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Subhanallah, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, once he qualified and became a great scholar of Islam, he had reached certain heights that the Imam of Haramain Sharifain, when he passed away, he was on that station among the ulama that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, after passing away of Imam al-Haramain, the Imam of Haramain Sharifain, he was given the chance and the privilege to replace and to fill in his place and the void that he had left. Subhanallah. Such a great privilege given to this great scholar of Islam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to learn much more about this noble personality of Islam. Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Ahmad al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. After we go and listen to our kalam, the spiritually uplifting kalam in the praise and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah Azza wa Jal listen to the kalam and we'll be back shortly. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم
مدينة مدينة محبت کے قافلے پھر یاد آ رہا ہے مدینہ حضور کا پھر مدینے مدینے کی جانب چلے قافلے پھر میری بے قراری کے دن آ گئے، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، 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 مجھے بلا لو شہ مدینہ، یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے، میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، آفات و بدیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے، جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جائے،
بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے شیطان سعت پار کا ایمان بچا لو شیطان سعت پار کا ایمان بچا لو بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری ہو در تک شہا رسائی نہیں بھروسہ کہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا
سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba. Subhanallah, after listening to this kalam and nurturing and inculcating the love of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in our hearts through this beautiful kalam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the intercession and the shafaat of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Coming back to our topic of discussion, and that is blessings of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. If he was in this regard, about this great subhanallah wali of Allah, this great reviver of Islam and this great scholar of Islam, there have been many things mentioned by the ulama-i kiram subhanallah, and especially the great ulama of their times and what they have said regarding the greatness of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Hafiz ibn Asakir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says Abu Hamid al-Ghazali radiyallahu ta'ala an mujaddidu amri ad-din fil mi'atil khamisa, that Abu Hamid امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, ہی از دا ریوائیور آف دا میٹرز آف دین ان دا ففتھ سینچری, سبحان اللہ. اینڈ امام ابن جوزی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, ہی رائٹس ان دا پریز آف امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ اباؤٹ دا بیوٹی آف امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ بکس, یس, اینڈ دا بکس سچ ایز احیاء علوم الدین, دا بکس سچ ایز المکاشفۃ الکبریٰ, اینڈ دیز آر دا بکس آف امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ اینڈ مینی ادر بکس دیٹ امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ ہیز ریٹن ان تفسیر آف دی ہولی قرآن آن دا میٹرز آف دا بلیفس آف اسلام, دی عقائد آف اسلام. سو اباؤٹ دوز ریٹن ورکس آف امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, امام ابن جوزی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ, ہو ہمسیلف از این ویری اکمپلشڈ آتھر آف اسلام, ہی سیز صنف الکتب الحسان فی الاصول والفروع, دیٹ امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ ہیز آتھرڈ beautiful books both in the fundamentals of Islam and the jurisprudential matters of Islam, usul and furu. And then he says and he is very unique in his writing and the way he has structured his works and his written works and his research in those works, subhanallah. And he praises the research of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And then we have the statement of Imam Tajuddin As-Subki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in which he says, even to read the writings of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, one has to be blessed with sound intellect, subhanallah. He says that truly no one can reach the true understanding of the ilm and the knowledge of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi except the one who has attained perfection in his intellect. And then a student of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he praises Imam Ghazali in these words, al-Ghazali huwa shafi'u thani, that Imam Ghazali is the second shafi'i, subhanallah, subhanallah. These are the beautiful words about Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and these are coming from great ulama of Islam. And then Imam Yafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great muhaddith, he says huwa sayyidul musannifin indal musannifin, he was a leader of authors, you know, when the authors are considered, subhanallah, the authors of his time and the later ulama who authored books, they considered him to be the leader of authors, and they all accepted the truth that was propagated by Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So these are beautiful words of praises about Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala. Imam Zahabi rahimahullah, he says Abu Hamid Imam al-Fuqaha ala al-Itlaq, that Imam Ghazali, he is the Imam, the leader of Islamic jurists, and he is the God-fearing person in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rabbaniyul Ummah bil ittifaq wa mujtahidu zamanihi, and he is, subhanallah, the expert in Islamic jurisprudence in his era. So these are the words of praises about Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Imam Subki again, he says that Abu Hamid al-Ghazali hujjatul Islam, and then he also says that he is very deep rooted in the knowledge of Islam, subhanallah. These are the words of praises about Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali by the great ulama of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Dear viewers, Ihya Ulumuddin that we just discussed among the renowned, world-renowned works of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and with regards to the teachings of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, beside Ihya Ulumuddin, we also have the summary of a famous book of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi by the name of Al-Mukashifatul Kubra. And the summary of it is Mukashifatul Qulub, subhanallah, which is published by Yo Dawat-e-Islami, the publishing wing of Dawat-e-Islami, that is our Maktabatul Madina. And the translation of this great summary of Al-Mukashifatul Kubra by the name of Mukashifatul Qulub, it is done by none other than the student of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, Allama Mufti Taqaddus Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And this book, subhanallah, it contains so much of spirituality in it, like Ihya Ulumuddin, relating to دی عبادات عادات دین اخلاق اخلاق حسنا اینڈ دین اٹ آلسو ہیز نصیحہ ون انٹائر والیوم ابسٹیننگ فرام دی ایول کیریکٹر اخلاق سیئہ سبحان اللہ سو دیز آر دی ڈفرنٹ والیومز آف احیاء علوم الدین ڈیلنگ ود ڈفرنٹ چیپٹرز اینڈ ان وچ امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علی ہی ٹرولی شائنز ایز ایز این آتھر ایز اے ٹیچر اینڈ ایز سم ون ہو ول اسپرچولی اپ لفٹ یو اف یو پک اپ دا بک احیاء علوم الدین اٹ آفن گیوز می دا فیلنگ دیٹ یو نو آئی ہیو اے teacher, a kind teacher, a mentor who is sitting in front of me, teaching me that, you know, beta, it's like this, you should do this, you must abstain from that. And this is the hikmat and the wisdom behind it, subhanallah. And he teaches us the beauty, beautiful message and the teachings of the Holy Quran in a very simple manner. He teaches the intricate matters, subhanallah, in a very simplified manner. And he truly shines as a teacher. You would see, he would appear as a mentor when you are reading Ihya Ulum-ud-Din. Therefore, Amir Rasul Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he holds Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in a very high regard when it comes to the spiritual knowledge of Islam. There are two authors that stand out in the eyes of Amir Rasul Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, among others. And he has special love for two scholars of Islam, subhanallah, among others. And those scholars are Imam Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and the other is Al-Hazrat Imam Hamza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So, as we were discussing, this beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina, Mukashifatul Qulub, it truly opens your eyes and opens your heart towards the wisdom of Islam, subhanallah. It begins with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it extends towards the virtues of patience. And then it also teaches us how to abstain from following into the desires of the nafs. And then if we are living the life of oblivion, it also has nasiha to take us away from the state of oblivion and bring us to light, subhanallah. It also has the virtues of tawbah and the virtues of following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on. There is so much. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to read the works of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. As we have learned about his noble personality, we must also read his works. And then we will truly know that yes, he was the great scholar of Islam, subhanallah, who has guided many in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the mujaddid of the 5th century. And we are now, after 1400 centuries from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still benefiting from the guideline that was given by Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah, in our beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, we get to learn about the great services of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and the ulama and the scholars, they have said such high words regarding Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And in one place it is mentioned that the pious predecessors, they have said that there are three types of qutub. There are three qutub. Qutub are very high-ranking awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In English, it loosely translates to cardinal pole, meaning such as, you know, their greatness is such that they are on a very lofty station of wilaya, being aqtab. Sayyidina Imam Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, you know, he was a qutub of his time, and he is the qutub of our time as well, subhanallah. And in his Qasida Khamriya, he says that darastu al-ilma hatta sirtu qutuban, that I have learned knowledge until I became qutub, subhanallah. He continued to learn the knowledge of Islam. And here the pious predecessors, they say that there are three aqtab, three qutub. The qutub of sciences and the qutub of knowledge, he is Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The qutub of ahwal, the state of the heart, that is Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And the qutub of maqamat, the stations, he is none other than Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah, these are the greats of Islam. And Sayyidina Shaykh Akbar Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says regarding the high station of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that Imam Ghazali is on the level of the Qutb, subhanallah. And he also verifies the level of Qutb that is attained by Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, we are learning these facts, these beautiful facts about the life of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and how he strived, subhanallah. And he was at the position, sit in the place and fill the void after the departure of Imam al-Haramain and afterwards the great University of Islam, subhanallah, that is Madrasa Nizamiya. He was made the dean of Madrasa Nizamiya by the Khalifa of the time, subhanallah. So he was that influential. And after serving 4 years there, when the trials and tribulations began rising up, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala was then moved, and in his heart the love of spirituality was placed, and then he went in search of this path, subhanallah, and he pursued the path of spirituality, and then he left the place and traveled all the way to Damascus in Sham in Syria, and thereafter he spent some time in Baitul Maqdis Sharif, and thereafter he returned back to his hometown as well at some point. And then he went back to Damascus. And in Damascus, he opened a khanqa, a spiritual classroom where he would teach people spirituality, subhanallah. And this is where he authored many great works such as Ihya ul-Umiddin and the Tafsir of the Holy Quran as well, subhanallah. And he would live such simple life, Allahu Akbar. He would live such simple life that although he could have afforded many, you know, shiny clothes and so on, but he chose the simplicity over the glitter and the shine of this world. So this is the lifestyle of this great Imam of Islam, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And his life journey, subhanallah, if time allows, we'll discuss the life of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in great details. And some of his works are Ihya ul-Umiddin, which we have mentioned. He also has written the book Jawahirul Quran, and he also written the Tafsir of the Holy Quran in 40 volumes. The name of the Tafsir is Yaqutut Tawil, and he also has written Mishkatul Anwar, subhanallah. And then he traveled to Hijaz, Baghdad, Nishapur, and finally he returned to his native city Tus, and he engaged himself in worship and devotion, immersing himself in teaching and advising and addressing people on various matters and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and devoted his life to the mysticism and Sufism till the end of his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Inshallah Azza wa Jal will come to you with different topic of discussion. Until then, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace.